Chapter 2, Section 2.10, Romeo and Juliet, Exercise 1. Listen and complete the plot of Romeo and Juliet with the missing information.
In the city of Verona, the long-standing quarrel between the Montague and Capulet families breaks into violence. First Act. The first act covers one whole day, and it opens in a Verona street. Romeo Montague reveals to his cousin Benvolio that he is in love with Rosaline, but that his love is not returned. After learning that Rosaline will be at a party at the Capulet's house that evening, Romeo's friends persuade him to attend in disguise. Romeo meets Juliet there, and they fall in love at first sight. During the party, they discover that their families are professed enemies. Second Act. From the Capulet's garden, Romeo overhears Juliet express her love for him. When he answers her, they declare their love and their desire to be married. This act ends with the secret wedding of the two lovers in a chapel by the friendly priest Friar Lawrence, who has expressed the hope that their marriage may end the family's quarrel. Third Act. This is the longest act, and it can be divided into two parts. That of public events, full of action and movement, and the part devoted to private events. Mercutio, Romeo's friend, is killed by Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, during a street fight. In revenge, Romeo kills Tybalt and is banished from Verona to Mantua. The act ends with Romeo and Juliet's wedding night at the Capulet's house. Fourth Act. To avoid the marriage with Count Paris, arranged by her father, Juliet takes a drug given to her by Friar Lawrence. This potion makes her appear to be dead on the morning of her wedding. The friar sends a messenger to Mantua, but before he arrives, Romeo hears that Juliet is dead and decides to return to Verona. Fifth Act. Romeo arrives at Juliet's tomb and takes some poison, dying as he kisses her lips. At that moment, Juliet wakes from the trance, and seeing Romeo dead beside her, she stabs herself with his dagger. Unlike most Shakespearean heroes, Romeo and Juliet will never know the truth about their deaths.